It seems the California State University system is making a huge contribution to the California economy. According to a new economic impact report, the university is responsible for over 209,000 jobs annually in the state. For more on the contributions, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with the chancellor of the CSU system, Dr. Joseph Castro. Chancellor, thank you for your time. I think a lot of people don't often think about state university systems as money makers for their states, but this report certainly suggests that's the case for CSU. Can you connect all the dots for us?
Sure, Jeff. Thank you. And I understand you're a CSU alumnus. Is that right?
I am indeed.
So am I.
Wonderful.
So I heard
that about you, Patty.
Go Cal
Two
Poly.
Of you. Well, both of you are great examples of our incredible alumni, and the Cal State system is the largest university system in the country, and with our 23 campuses, we have such a significant economic impact. And you did cite the one figure about 209,400 jobs. I'll give a couple of other examples of statistics. The Cal State system returns nearly $7 of economic output for each dollar invested by our state. And then if you include the value of the contributions of alumni like both of you and 2.4 million alumni working throughout California, that ripple effect is nearly $30 for every dollar invested in the Cal State system. So it's wonderful news for California.
What really caught my eye, even though I'm an alum, is the headline. Half of California's bachelor degrees are awarded by Cal State. That's huge.
Yes, it really is. And in some sectors, agriculture, education, health, the percentage is even higher. And we're excited about that. Our students come from all different backgrounds. Many of them are the first in their families to go to college. So it transforms not only their lives, but their families' lives, and we help to propel the California economy.
When you and your leadership team look at curriculum, for example, for the CSU system, does this factor into it? Do you ask yourself, how can we pump some more money back into the state?
Well, what we ask ourselves is, how can we support the state? How can we support the governor and legislature's goals for the state, especially to have more people in California with a college degree? So we have really focused a lot of energy on supporting students from the K-12 system to get prepared for degrees. Some of them come, about half of our students come as transfer students from the community college system. So that pathway is very strong. And then many of our graduates go on to get PhDs at places in the University of California. So we're part of a larger ecosystem for California, and we're doing our very best to meet the goals of the state.
I want to talk a little bit more about that large ecosystem, because the CSU system confers, as we mentioned, about half of the bachelor degrees in the state. But that's an incredible responsibility, because what you decide to offer, it really shapes what kind of degree somebody gets and shapes the economy.
You're exactly right, Patty. And our campuses are deeply connected within their communities and their regions. And there in the Bay Area, you know, we have our five campuses, Cal State East Bay, Cal Maritime, San Francisco State, San Jose State, and Sonoma State. And all of them are working closely with their community and business leaders, education leaders, trying to make sure that we're supporting the needs of the regional economy as we keep an eye on the statewide needs as well.
Chancellor, we would be remiss not to ask you about COVID reopening plans before we let you go this afternoon. How are you feeling about the progress of things?
I'm feeling very optimistic. We believe that we're going to have a majority of our students in person this fall, and our goal is to maximize the number of students and faculty and staff there safely. I believe that our students, by and large, want to be back, and for those who are concerned about it, we'll provide a virtual option for them or a hybrid option. But I think based on the trajectory of vaccinations and support that we're getting from Governor Newsom, I think we're in good shape to be able to do that throughout our system.
Will you require vaccinations for in-person classes?
We will not require them now because of the emergency use authorization that they have. But what, if they do get full use authorization, we will take another look at that issue. So for now, we have vaccination centers at 14 of our 23 campuses, and our hope is to get them to all 23 campuses as soon as possible and to inspire folks to get vaccinated. Many of our faculty and staff have already been vaccinated throughout the state, and our students are to come here in the next few weeks.
All right. Chancellor, thank you again for making time for us. We do appreciate it. That's Dr. Joseph Castro, Chancellor of the CSU system.